Never in my life have I been so excited to see someone move a piece of furniture. Guys, tonight was the Men Tell All, a.k.a. the roast of Luke P., and we're talking about it here on the Bachelorette After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If this is your first time tuning in, this is your weekly recap of The Bachelorette. We are your first coverage, and I'm going to say it, we're your best coverage on ABC's hit franchise starring Hannah B. Tonight was the men tell all. I almost said the women tell all. And we're nearing the end of the season. Things are heating up, and we'll introduce ourselves real quick before we dive into our coverage. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. I am joined, as always, by the thoughtful Christine Alexis.
I love that. Thank you, guys. What's up?
The opinionated Michael Thieling.
What up, y'all?
And the, maybe not as humble as she's ever been, Renee Ariel.
Did you say correct in the headphones?
The correct Renee Ariel.
Thank you.
We'll talk about it when we get into the show. But guys, we're nearing the end of the season. I can't believe it. Tonight was the Men Tell All with some format changes. Christine, starting with you, what did you think of tonight's episode?
Well, I think you said it really well in your opening. It was the roast of Luke P. Mm-hmm. I will say I did like that we got the somewhat of a conclusion from last week's episode. I like that we kind of started with that. It kept my interest going through. But then, honestly, the latter half of the show after Luke went was really boring.
Yeah.
I gotta say, for as much as he made me want to rip my hair out, that was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Renee, what did you think?
Yeah, I do agree with you, Christine. I really, really enjoyed the first part with the ceremony, and then I liked Hannah, honestly, and the guys confronting Luke. Honestly, Luke himself, just interesting, but I wouldn't say, like, entertaining, just truly fascinating mm-hmm. to watch someone calculate and try so hard to redeem themselves while just making it worse.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
I thought the whole thing was pretty boring, to be honest. I mean, you know, you see Luke, and it's like, well, it's kind of what we expected and whatever. And then, yeah, he is probably the most entertaining part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
As far as hating on him or whatever, he's probably the most interesting thing of all of it. So then after he's done the other guys, it's kind of like, meh. If John Paul Jones didn't say all three of his names, probably wouldn't be talking about him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, eh.
I think for me, it's not so much Luke that's the interesting part of the show, but the way Hannah has interacted with Luke, which makes it interesting. I don't know if we've seen someone so visibly navigate and recognize a bad relationship in real time as we have in this season of the show. We've seen it in other seasons, but to watch this long game, slow burn of Hannah coming to terms with a relationship that isn't working is very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it delivered in the end because it was such a long game. And mm-hmm. between last week's episode of Hannah confronting Luke and just really just laying it on him, and then this week really directly speaking to him again and articulating herself so well, I think she just did an amazing job.
Yeah, she sure did. We're going to talk about the amazing job that she did as well as the rest of the episode, guys, but we also have some tweeting for the right reasons. Did we send in tweets?
We're doing that now?
I sent a tweet in.
Later in the show we will be. I'm just teasing some segments for our fans. We're live,
like,
guys,
oh,
and that's part of the fun. We watched this show about 10 minutes ago, so we do jump right in studio. And we have some predictions. We have to talk about that Paradise tease as well. So we've got a lot coming up in the show. I do want to start with Luke, though, and I want to start with the actual episode component of the show. So we're in Greece again. This was very interesting. A lot of dramatic irony here as an audience to watch the three guys not know that Luke was kicked off, and then watch Hannah show up and for the guys slowly to recognize that Luke had been kicked off. Keeping Luke out of the picture, were you guys as entertained by this reveal as I was?
I mean, Jed going, thank God, to himself. I was dying. I mean, they set it up so well for them all to be shocked.
That was great. I loved seeing him just saunter in there and just take his fourth place. And everybody else was like, all right, yep, still, here we go.
So casual.
I had no idea. It was great.
It was hilarious. The only complaint I have is I wish they did an even quicker zoom in of Hannah's face.
I know.
There's no way she saw it. The moment we saw her react, I think, was a little bit later because she went around that corner sooner. But they were so far away. Where was the other cameraman? Ugh. I want zoom ups. Zoom ups.
Zoom ups. I wanted some zoom ups.
I'm tired.
Zoom ups sounds like a new, like, trendy workout fad. The thing that frustrated...
Zumba?
Like Zumba. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. The thing that frustrated me about this was the number of times that Hannah had to say no. It can be really tough, especially in a franchise that sometimes gets called out for being kind of patriarchal, to watch her have to say no 10 times and then for Chris to ask, well, Hannah, what do you want here? Like, that really did kind of piss me off, because it's like, I only have so much patience to watch people not listen to someone when they're so clear. And Hannah, over and over again, made clear to both Luke and eventually to Chris Harrison that she wanted him gone. It was interesting and it was empowering, but I wish they would have just gotten him out of there sooner.
Yeah, because he came back and he wasn't saying anything different from what he said the night before, and it just felt like... they brought him back to just trigger her. And I was, like, actually pissed at Chris Harrison for that. Yeah. I was like, come on. You're trying to act like you didn't know that production had him waiting there. Like, I guess he was playing the host role, but I would have preferred him to be a little more real in that moment and just have sided with her and been like, this is kind of ridiculous.
The producers wanted to derail her again, which is sometimes kind of hard to watch. That's when, if you guys watch Unreal on Hulu, you know that their motivation is to create the most twisted reactions they can. And you could tell what the producers wanted in that moment, despite the empowering monologue, was to derail Hannah again. Because then they pulled her aside and they were like, well, listen, like, he has a ring. They were doing anything they could to try to get her off the train of empowerment, which... that, I have to admit, that kind of made my blood boil a little bit. That's when I sometimes feel guilty as a viewer of this show, because you know that no matter what, they're just trying to create the most dramatic story possible.
Sure. They didn't have to let him back on the set.
Mm-hmm. I know.
This is point blank right there.
A lot of fans, actually, in our live chat, shout out to you guys. What's up, if you're listening to us now? A lot of people last week, and who DM'd me separately as well, expressed frustration that the producers, they thought that they went too far with bringing him back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely not alone in that.
What do you think,
this is interesting. Oh. Sorry, super quick. Imani Patrice. Luke said on his Instagram that the producers gave him the ring and that he wasn't going to propose.
Interesting.
Where did he say that on his Instagram? Because
maybe he had said that and then ABC shut
it
down.
I'm just reading our things.
I know, because Luke did put up a pretty long Instagram post kind of explaining why he went back on the TV show. To, you know, get some clarity. He also throws a hand under the bus, bringing up some things from their hometown date. But I don't see anything about him saying that the producers gave him a ring.
He probably
deleted it. Post and delete action? Because he's even going so far as to, like, screenshotting comments from fans and putting it on his Instagram story. Like, really doing his own hardcore campaigning here. So,
oh, it's on his story.
On his story.
Interesting. He may have taken it down.
Luke for Bachelor?
Renee, what's your take? What was your take on this segment? You're kind of quiet over there.
Oh, yeah. Truly, because I got 5 hours of sleep last night. But also, I mean, you guys, I'm a broken record. You know how I feel about Luke. You know I've said from the beginning that I think that this was a toxic relationship. We can talk about it again if you'd like. I'm happy that, I mean, we'll get to what Hannah said too. The viewers and to everyone that opened up about it being a toxic relationship, which I'm really happy she did, because, and I mean, there was a time where Christine and I were kind of against the two guys because you guys didn't see that he was being manipulative, and there was a while where, I mean, no, people weren't catching on to it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, why that's so dangerous is because people are getting into relationships like this and you need to see the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to the beginning when maybe you weren't catching on to that manipulative behavior, and take note for the next time, because I'm telling you, like, there's a lot of people out there like this, unfortunately.
Speaking of that manipulative behavior, there was something that Hannah said a bit later in the episode that I loved about the fact that Luke took the statements that they shared about their faith and used it against her as, like, a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, people from my faith often do that with these words. And it was just like, wow, she called out the manipulation right there, just plain as day. And he did frequently use their faith as a way to manipulate her and gaslight her. And it was disgusting. Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's breaking online that apparently, and again, this is all hearsay, but the basis for Luke's perception of Hannah, that she wanted to wait to be intimate with anyone in the fantasy suites until after she got engaged, was based on what she said during Luke's hometown. Does that change the way you guys view either Luke or Hannah's reaction to their conversation? If she had said one thing and then changed her mind?
No, because think of how the conversation went down. And to be clear, I mean how the conversation actually went down, not how Luke tried to make it seem like it went down tonight.
Right.
Where it was him trying to control her. It wasn't, hey, let's talk about sex. From our hometown date, you made it clear you are not having sex. Like, I just want to know, because personally, I'm a born-again virgin after the shower thing, whatever. But it wasn't a discussion. It was... Mm-hmm. You're not having sex or I'm leaving.
Right.
And then when that didn't work, manipulative tactics of toxic people, you go back and you're like, that's not what I meant. I'm being misunderstood. No, you're not.
That pissed me off the most about the episode, because he kept conveniently leaving out the last part of him saying and giving her that ultimatum of, I would leave if I didn't get the answer that I wanted from you. He kept saying, you're misunderstood. No, you made it clear as day that that was your breaking point. That was what would decide whether or not you still love this person. And that's completely ridiculous.
You know what I think he did, if I had to put money on it? I bet you he watched that episode and tried so hard to think how he could rephrase it where it wasn't totally lying and try to make himself look better. And the fact that it was so bad that he could not save himself at all, because we're like, it's on television.
It's on tape.
And it was so clear. Like, nothing could have been misconstrued. Like, he was very upfront about it.
Yeah.
He tried so hard to twist those words. I'm telling you, I bet he fast rewound, and kept watching it over until he... I mean, that's why he sat there for 10 minutes sometimes just thinking of what to say, because he had, I think, answers, like, prepared or tried to do that, because that's what calculated people do.
And to answer your question, Jeff, like, it doesn't make me think any less of Hannah, because even if she did make some sort of... It doesn't sound like a promise, but just a statement about her intentions going into the fantasy suite. It is her season. She is the lead. She has the right to change her mind and make her own decisions about her body and who she wants to sleep with. And it's not up to Luke to tell her otherwise, even if he disagrees with the choices that she makes. Like, it's her season. If she's like, you know, actually, I do want to have sex. This is how I want to figure out and navigate this relationship. It's still not his place to behave the way that he did.
Even if it wasn't her season, even if she was just some girl, you can change your mind at any point. If you want to have sex, go have sex. You want to abstain from sex? Abstain from sex. Do whatever the hell you want, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
It would have been so much better for Luke to actually just leave. You know, it's like, we wouldn't be as upset with him if he said what he said. Granted, people disagree with his take on that, but he's entitled to that take, right? Like, he doesn't need to stay with her based on his standards.
He is?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think he's completely entitled to ask that question. He's not entitled to an answer, certainly not the answer he wants,
right,
or for her to act in any situation or any specific type of way. But he's fully within his rights to say, this is what I want,
right,
and that's what I actually... I mean, I know I'm going to get hate for this, but for me, that was the huge breaking point, when she was like, no, I have had sex. And then when he, just like Renee said, try to flip it, manipulate it, all that kind of stuff. If he had just been like, I respect that and I'm out, then I said, all right, cool. Like, at least that much. But that's when it
and Chris called him out for that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what he's been doing from the very get-go. If you watch back any conversation with Luke, if he at any point said something that he didn't think... pleased Hannah or did something that would like backtrack them, he would try to come up with different ways to rephrase something or say something new that would make it better. Like, I will never forget when she said she just wanted emotion from him, and he said he almost left. She was gonna send him home.
Look at him, so sad.
He went, I just want to scream.
Yeah,
like it was.
No, she did send him home then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she almost sent him. She didn't send him home because he came back. She like almost sent him home, but then she could have said keep going, and she didn't. But like, in that moment was another example of him, like, just rehearsing what to do to make someone think that you are changing or a certain way, and then backtrack, because he always would backtrack. And people do this.
This is interesting. We have a comment from the chat by someone named Laura Palmer. She said, I liked that the producers let Luke stay for so long amidst all the no's, because it shows what the experience is typical for a woman in the current dating climate, and you rarely see it laid out so clearly. So that's an interesting point.
It's just triggering. Just go away. We don't need that. We just don't.
Yeah. No, I actually, going off of that, I think that that is a really good point because, again, okay, so for instance, with this Luke thing, we saw him play out as a toxic person while she decided to keep him throughout the season. But seeing him again after she has already sent him home, fully said, I'm not into you, and watching that kind of toxic person refuse to leave and respect that you don't want them there for 10 minutes, it's very fascinating because I promise you, like, for him to have felt entitled to stay there and not listen to Hannah saying over and over again to leave and... That's very interesting to watch.
It's educational.
It is. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
I think the producers were hoping that the three other guys really started to put hands on him.
Yeah, I
know.
That's
interesting TV. If they actually got into a fight or something like that, they were letting him go right to the line because it was even a while before Chris came in and was like, hey, guys.
Right.
I'm Chris Harrison. I host the show.
It was the or what from Tyler. I know. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just stand back.
Just hiding behind.
She said, "No, bro, dude." So yeah. That was good TV.
It was good.
So we've been talking about. It's not even if we disagree with Luke or whatever. It's the way he's handling these situations, and that's what I sensed so much during after the final rose was again and again he would put his foot in his mouth. You gotta let us know what you're laughing.
Sorry.
At.
Sorry. You should see. Just said, "Does anyone else feel like Tyler's about that life?" That just caught me really funny. Would have slapped Luke if there was no cameras on.
It's so true. It'd
be amazing.
But what we kept seeing during Mental All was Luke on the couch putting his foot in his mouth over and over and over again, regretting it, taking time to figure out what he said wrong and fixing it. Like Renee, like you mentioned, honestly, I've never seen someone take one step forward and eight steps back more often. Like, I feel like he would be like, you know, after thinking about it, I do have regrets, and all I want to say is that I'm really super excited about what I did, and I think it's the right thing. Like, like so frustrating. He kept getting close to having moments of realization or apology, and then saying something really frustrating.
It's exactly what the guys were saying about him, why they don't accept his apologies, because he says stuff and then the actions don't back it up. And we just saw it play out in real time in such a painfully awkward way. I think while we were watching it in the trailer, I was just like a step away from ripping my hair out.
Well, I pointed this out while we were all watching, where I think that he thought that they'd edit it down, so he didn't think it would be a problem to like think and get the direct quote for whatever news outlet or whatever is going to go up on social media or whatever. We'll see, as long as it sounds right. But he truly, I mean, that just shows how disingenuous he was. He does not, it's different than Hannah, because I know I pointed out last week how Hannah takes time to like process how she's feeling. Yeah. He's not processing how he's feeling. He's trying to think of the right thing to say so people don't hate his guts.
I agree, Renee, because there were certain questions that I think arguably we can all say, considering the spotlight that he's in right now and how everyone is hanging on every word that he says because of how potentially offensive it could be, that, yes, take a pause. But there are certain questions like, do you want a woman that you can control or an independent woman?
It's
that
long
I think
pause.
He should not have taken that long to answer that question.
No, it was actually to, do you want someone you can just put up on a trophy case and bring down?
Yeah.
He thought about that for a very long time.
But then his answer was absolutely not. I would never like to control a woman.
Right.
10 minutes later.
I know.
Like, yeah. Do I want a... America doesn't like when you control women. No, I would absolutely not. And I want an independent... They'll love that. I want an independent woman.
He did not have anybody coach him on what to do for this appearance. Because it's absolutely right. The fact that they don't edit it really damns him 100%. It's complete manipulation.
Well, there was two specific moments that we actually all didn't agree on as a panel in terms of what Luke said, so I want to bring them up. The one was when he was asked, is there anything you would do differently? Luke thought about it and said, no, I actually wouldn't change anything. Mike, you actually had an interesting take on this where you were okay with that.
I appreciated that because... Mm-hmm. To me, that means that he at least is thinking that the whole time he was actually being himself. Mm. And that's who he really is. So if he thinks back, and if you want to say that he's such a great manipulator, if he's going to go back and manipulate the situation and do the right things, maybe she ends up with him, which no one seems to really want.
That's not what it is, though. It's not...
Well, it is. It's my opinion.
No, I mean that if he said he regrets anything, it's not making him go back in time and be chosen.
No, Chris asked, would you change anything?
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you is that's the question. It does not magically make him go back in time and get chosen. And someone that is that toxic of a person and that you should want to change. And I'm sorry, but it's not okay if you don't want to change. And that's not okay that he said he wouldn't regret anything, because that means he doesn't see how wrong he acted all season. And to be honest with you, how he acted in this last episode, not leaving when she said go, 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 no, 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 like, we all should be like, no, 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 like, you need to see that, how wrong that is, because that's a real big problem.
I think it's wrong, but I don't mind that
you
he wouldn't change.
You want toxic people not to own up?
I think up until he said, right after he said, let's talk about sex, and Hannah got smiley and happy, he had a good shot. He had a great shot to win this.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. It's not about,
Well, because you said the outcome would be the same no matter what.
That's not the thing. Okay, so I'm not saying I wish he did things differently so that he wins. It's that if you don't recognize how toxic your behavior is when someone asks you, do you regret anything, I don't think it's okay to say no, because that means that he doesn't realize how wrong he was acting, and we should not... It's scary to think that someone's out there in the world doing this to other people.
Oh, I don't think it's a good thing.
But what
I don't
do you
think
mean
he's
then,
good. That, I don't think he is good.
But what do you mean by it? You're like fine with him saying like, oh yeah, like I don't regret anything.
Because I think he's being. I think that's the most real and honest that we've seen him.
Well, I don't think it's
well,
really
later
honest.
On in the show, he even
Why,
said
only,
that.
I mean, a psychopath would say that, just like you're saying. Of course someone should want to go back and fix it if they can recognize it.
It
so
sounds,
I think that really is him.
He's, it sounds yeah, like one person told him, just, you know, you learn from it. So just say you have no regrets, you learn from it. And he just was like, yes, no regrets. I have no regrets at all. And then because he's just...
He definitely has. I mean, he even said in the same breath later that he didn't like
that guy. When the commercial came
back,
he
didn't like that guy on TV. So, and he made a long-winded Instagram statement, several, saying that he, you know, he said in the first one, like, all the things that I've done will continue to be exposed, and I'm not proud of who I was, so...
But what do you honestly believe? Because to be honest, I believe nothing he said tonight. Yeah. Like, I don't know who Luke P is.
I'm saying. But, I believe when he said, I wouldn't change anything, because he didn't even think about it. Right? It was like a snap call.
That's what he was saying.
I was like, that is him.
Well, I think what Mike is saying is that was the only refreshing moment of him telling the truth.
Because I don't even know if it was. I truly don't know if he thought it would come out a different way. Yeah. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. I don't think there was one thing he said tonight that wasn't calculated. I think even in that moment, it was one of those things where you're like, yeah, I was in a bad relationship, but I learned a lot from it. So I have no regrets because I learned.
Because I grew as a man.
Exactly. I think he meant to say that, but worded it wrong. And it just shows he just hasn't grown at all. And he's not a good person.
Yeah.
Another point we actually disagreed on was whether or not Luke had the right to ask Hannah about her other relationships and the intimacy they were having. I personally feel like if I know in 3 days I'm going to ask someone to be my wife, I have the right to know whether or not she's sleeping with other people.
The way you worded that, because in any other scenario.
Oh. Well, that's what I mean. Do you think in the context it's not okay for him to ask about her private life and other romantic relationships she's having, or...
I think if he was going to ask for himself and it was, like, a religion thing, he should have asked in fantasy suites when the cameras were off. Because I don't think it's super respectful to do
on
it
air.
When you know you're on TV. Like, there's a lot of conversations to be had that probably happen, like, when the cameras were off during fantasy suites with the other guys. But, like, Luke brought up a topic. I mean, Hannah said it herself. She was slut-shamed really bad after just the way she was acting. So this definitely... Or, like, not how she was acting, you know what I mean? Like, straddling guys or whatever. Just, like, having physical intimacy with people, getting shit for it. And then on top of that... admitting that she had sex with Peter in a windmill, like, that shouldn't have been on television. You know what I mean? Like, great for us, but I think that was, like, her reacting in the moment, it all, you know, unfolded the way it did.
It's a good point. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a conversation that they're both entitled to have, but maybe not on camera.
Yeah, I mean, ask about the connections, ask where you're at, but, like, if you're sleeping with that other person, I don't know. That could have been asked in the fantasy suites. off screen. But even still, I know if I was Hannah, I probably would have taken pause to that question of like, like, because I don't think that physical intimacy is going to change whether or not how I feel about what me and you have. It's just two different things. That's just the way I see it. It's just a separate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it has to be. I think the issue is Luke,
to treat it that way.
Luke should have never got on this show, right? No. There's no world in which Luke's moral compass, what he, you know, how he defines his own moral philosophies, ever is compatible with this show. There's no way. I don't know what he was thinking.
He's definitely not ready for something like this. I think
he never was.
I said the same thing as I said before. He completely has the right to ask it. It's a terrible timing or whatever. Yeah, go ahead and ask it, but not entitled to any kind of response or.
And stand by what you say.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That was what. It's just tough to watch someone so fickle. He doesn't stand by what he says.
Right.
And I think in his mind, he believes he's a very strong, upstanding person who sticks to what he says. But time and time again, we see him as someone who flip-flops, so...
You know what's funny, though, is if she said, like, oh, of course not. Like, I will not have sex with anyone. Like, I want you to stay. He would have been like, good, because I would leave. Like, I think he would then add on to it versus backtrack.
Right. Had that conversation gone differently.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I just hate that guy so much.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the... any redeeming moments for Luke tonight before we talk about the rest of the people. Did anything about the way tonight played out change your mind about Luke?
No, because he's not a real person.
It's hard.
Even his apology to the guys is so funny.
He doesn't really say I'm sorry. I've noticed he'll say things like, do you accept my apology?
Or forgive me.
But he doesn't say sorry.
I think he did to the guys, though. I thought he did to the guys.
He did once to each of them, but it's crazy how long it takes him. I just think there's something about coming out right away and apologizing.
Because he's not sorry. It's like when your mom's like, say sorry to your sister.
Yeah.
Renee, say, you know what I mean? And you're like 10, you're like, no, until like 10 minutes later, she's like, you want to be grounded? For him, it's like, do you want America to hate you? You better say it by the end of the episode.
Well, and that brings us to sort of how everyone else reacted. So we've talked a lot about how Luke did on the stand. And first of all, quickly, I think all of us agree, Chris Harrison did a pretty good job tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, if anything, pretty fair with Luke.
Yeah, he gave him ample opportunity to, like, really set the record straight on a lot of things. And
from host to host, Chris, nice job. okay, so let's talk about Luke being on the stand with the other guys. They went in. This was a roast. Who was your guys' favorite? What was your favorite Luke roast of the night? Connor's was pretty vicious.
Who came out first? Was it Devin?
Thank you. Let's talk about Devin
so
quickly.
Dumb.
I thought his
was the best. Actually.
I liked it. Mike was anti-Devin's moment.
I was just like, dude, oh, he's just trying to get more screen. Like, this is so foolish.
He pulled it off,
though. I had to come in and say something like, all right, man, I guess.
He was, but I agree. I think he totally pulled it off, and he spread a message that needed to be out there. So I was here for it.
At first, I rolled my eyes, and he sat down, and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah. He came out, and I'm like, oh, boy. And then I was like, oh, never mind.
Wow.
Take it back.
Okay, Devin.
Because he said everything that needed to be said in, like, one breath before Luke could go into his long-winded pauses of trying to, like, spew his bullshit. He's like, I'm going to get ahead of it now and just say for all of us backstage, like, bro, you're foolish.
There's good stuff coming through on the chat here. Let me interject,
if
I may. CCC, according to Becca's podcast.
Becca Martinez.
Becca Martinez podcast.
With a K.
Luke and Hannah were DMing before the show started, and they have the same preacher via satellite.
What does that mean? They both attended virtual church.
Yeah.
But the DMing is what I'm more concerned about.
Yeah.
But, like, DMing about what?
Yeah.
Because my sister was DMing with other people from Paradise before they got on, just getting acquainted.
All I have to ask is, what good happens in Instagram DMs? But...
I don't think anything. I mean, bad stuff can happen too, but I think some good stuff can
happen. I'm just old. That's
the
thing.
How does it change the discussion?
Sliding in the DM sounds dangerous. Do you kids do it?
I didn't know you could email on Instagram until like a couple weeks ago, or like a couple months ago.
Oh my
God. You know what, though? I wonder if that has something to do with when she said, I don't know what I can say. She said something along those lines of like, well, I don't know what I can say right now. Like, she when talking about Luke and like what she had to say to him. So I wonder if she would have brought up anything to happen before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So in terms of guys reacting to Luke, any other moments? We liked Devin's moment. I thought Connor's moment was pretty savage but honest.
Yeah, Connor was good. I thought Connor, in general, on this show got a really raw deal.
Yeah.
His one-on-one time got interrupted by them fighting with Luke out there. He wasn't part of it at all. She came in and shut it down and made it seem like all of them were messing with her when he was literally the only one not. So, yeah, I liked him getting him to say.
What about Mateo's defense of Luke?
It was like, Mateo who? I was like, what?
Hannah's like, thank you, Mark.
I honestly don't even remember what he said.
He was just saying, like, he was kind of commending Luke for being out there and sitting for all of the roasting and being in the public eye and having
what he said is,
everything.
I think he's been punished enough.
Right. Oh, that part I think we agreed with.
I agree with, because, think about all the hate he's already gotten and is getting on social media. On top of that is sitting for... I heard mental all thing was like 2 hours long. So sitting there for 2 hours, like just getting roasted, it's a lot. So just to keep taking it, it gets to a point where truly after this episode, I'm so excited to not talk about him anymore. Yeah. It's our job to every week. But like, hopefully, I don't see it happening, but hopefully he'll learn his lesson. I just don't think people deserve to be kicked while they're down.
He will
be. Don't set a bad example, you know?
The rest of his life for a long time.
I think it'll follow him, but let's not forget this Bachelor cycle is going to refresh real soon, and I think Luke is going to be a thing of the past unless he decides to throw himself into another season somehow. I don't know, but I think it'll
pass. He seems like a glutton for punishment. I wonder if he was trying to get on Paradise.
Would anybody even have him? Because Bachelor Nation has been very vocal about
their distaste
for
him. The producers let
him
back.
A lot of people from the cast have tweeted like crazy things about him, so I don't know that he would be received.
The producers drove him back to the rose ceremony.
Okay, yeah. But I'm going to go with what Hannah said. The Luke P show is canceled. After what does it have? Any seasons? How many episodes a season? 10? 2 hours each? 20 hours of Luke plus this extra 2 hours? 22 hours? I think we're done. We're done.
On top of that, and I'm really happy Hannah made it clear again about, like, this was a toxic relationship. This is not okay. This behavior is not okay. To the point where if ABC did it for the entertainment purpose, they would look horrible, because that's kind of reinforcing really bad relationships.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Syndrome.
Yeah, I like that Hannah kind of like took it upon herself to like apologize on behalf of that and just speak up, because people have already come at her for all of that anyway.
Rose in the chat is right. He is shooing for X on the Beach.
Ooh, that would be fascinating. He will not do MTV. I'm sure that's his line.
No way. You couldn't see him being on one of those MTV shows?
Think so. Well, we'll see.
Him on The Challenge would be legit.
That would be interesting, because he's
scary,
so competitive.
And physical, and they're going to get him liquored up, and oh my God.
Plus, he's like insanely obsessed with CrossFit, apparently. If you guys look at his Instagram. So that's right up his alley.
Luke,
training for this huge CrossFit competition. I don't know why
because, you know, we're in it, guys. We're in it. We have to be. Okay, so we brought up Hannah's response to Luke. She's still very angry with him. That was interesting to see how mad she is. You know, I thought his apology to her was pretty genuine. And she took it, but did not let him have the final word. She's mad.
I think it's understandable. Yeah. She's going to be dealing with the aftermath of this for so long. I'm sure she's just as salty right now.
She also knows it's bullshit.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think she's fully aware, like... I think same with the guys on the show. Like, every time he spoke, they know. We saw him all season do this. All season long. So it's not going to be different now. Especially since he hasn't said one thing that seemed to come from a genuine place. So I wouldn't want to hear his apology either. I'm like, okay, well, it's for the show. I'm listening, but also, like, I hate you.
It'll only mean something after the fact. Like, we need to let some time die down.
We do.
And I do hope I genuinely hope he learns. I really hope he's not an actual psychopath. I really hope that maybe he just needs to, you know, have a self-discovery time where he, like, goes to therapy and really works on himself. And I hope he becomes a better person. Because why would I wish for one other bad person in the world? Want that. I don't think he's changed yet.
Not yet.
I
don't think so.
Any final Luke thoughts before we move on to some other parts of tonight's AF Mental?
He
bye.
Left.
Bye. See you never.
This is our send off.
I'd love to actually know why he left the set.
I actually do know this.
They said he had to catch a flight.
He was in someone's wedding and he had to get on a flight.
Yeah, he posted about it.
Oh, that's not exciting.
The show did not paint it like that at all, did they?
No.
The show, I will say, did everything they can to really tell that story that Luke is a bad guy. I don't know. It might not be the fairest edit. But.
I heard he told people that he wanted to get water and never came back.
Who knows? Ooh. If you know, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't
shady.
Like Luke, but I do think that edit might have been 5% against his...
Good!
Yeah.
Bye!
That's the job of the show. That's what you sign up for. Okay, let's talk about Mike Johnson in the hot seat. They are painting him hard for potential Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it. with what we've learned about these other guys we liked, I know I've... At the beginning, Mike was by far my favorite. I had a couple frustrations with him this season, but overall, I like him. I think he'd be a different kind of bachelor. I think he's got kind of a goofy giddiness about him.
Especially with a couple drinks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see. I think he'd be an interesting lead. I don't know if we've seen a lead like him, and I think he would have to carry the extra burden of being the first black bachelor, and I think he's the guy that could be ready to do it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I actually am... It would be refreshing to see his kind of offbeat personality a little bit. I think it would be just as relatable as how hard they tried to sell Hannah to us this year. Like, she's a real girl. She makes mistakes. She's open. Like, I think Mike's that guy, too, and I think he's really sweet. He's attractive. Hello, he's got Demi Lovato's stamp of approval. Like, can we talk about that? But I think he would be a great representation of the first black bachelor to lead this franchise. You made a great point off camera that the casting would be really interesting for Mike because he is so different.
Kind of quirky.
Kind of quirky. And yeah. I'd love to see the women that come to fight for his final rose. I love The Bachelor, personally. Because
I love
obviously.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Look at us co-moderating.
I know. I will... Okay, so you guys know how I feel about Mike. I do like him more than most. I truly hate most of them, except for, like... at this point, Tyler's the only one left. Oh, by the way, you guys, update. I read the whole story on Pete and his ex-girlfriend, and I'm really sad to say I'm no longer in love with Pete. It's really sad for me. It feels like a bad breakup.
Aww.
But I'm off the Pete train because I don't like douchebags, and he seemed like he was a little douchey little guy that, like, led her astray. Anyway... As for Mike, honestly, I'd be okay with Mike, and I'd be okay with Tyler, and that is literally it at this point. Mm-hmm. However, it would be really cool to have the first Black Bachelor. So, like, despite all my things with earlier, and I still am annoyed with how he handles certain situations, like, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, it, like, fucking, it's top. Ooh. Oh, my God. It's so hard.
Tearing it up today.
About time, and it just like got into it.
Renee's coming for that explicit on iTunes.
I think you'd be fantastic, and I don't think there's actually a chance because I think Tyler's winning anyway. So yeah. I think it's really just him and no one else.
You know, we did see some things on social media kind of showing that Mike is in paradise. I think we can talk about it because it's kind of out there. But do we think that kind of helps or hurts his chances of being the Bachelor?
I hope it helps. I hated when they did this with Colton because they had him have a middle school relationship with Tia where he asked to be he asked her to be his girlfriend then broke up with her a week later as if we were literally in seventh grade. And I was like, this guy's not ready for marriage. But I mean, maybe I'll like fall in love with him while he's in paradise and be like, yeah, you know, maybe as long as he's not the worst.
I think he just has to have a good edit there and not be too messy because someone like Blake, who we see is going to get very messy in paradise after Becca's season, a lot of people were kind of, you know, jumping on the Blake for Bachelor train because of how far he went, how emotional his connection was with Becca. But now, that seems like a far cry for him. So Mike for Bachelor or Tyler C, I would be here for it.
I mean, it seems like in Bachelor, we just got one snippet of him. So that would lead me to believe that they're keeping
him paradise,
cool. Yeah, in paradise. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Question for the ladies on the panel. Mm-hmm. I listened to some other Bachelor coverage podcasts, and they were talking about how if Tyler C becomes the Bachelor, he would be the first Bachelor with, like, real sex appeal. Like, a lot of times they kind of go for, like, wholesome guy, like, boy next doors, and they've never really had, like, a sexy Bachelor, at least in a long time. Do you guys agree with that? I just thought it was an interesting point, and I can't really judge.
Well, I mean, a lot of people said that Colton was, like, the sexiest Bachelor.
Did they?
I mean, they sold up his sex appeal, all the shower scenes and all that, so I feel like we just kind of had that.
Do you mean, like, he'd probably bone more people?
I think, this was just this podcast take specifically, but I think they say a lot of times they're sort of going for, like, the...
He's conventionally attractive.
More dad energy, less like college football player energy kind of thing.
That's literally what Colton was.
Yeah, that's
right.
You literally stated exactly what Colton was.
You think Colton was
He was a college football player.
But do you think he had that sort of like jock from an 80s movie type of energy? Or
No.
He's much more like a center virgin
before
a
jock.
Like, he seemed very much more like, I have a nonprofit, I love children, and I can't wait to be a dad. Whereas I feel like Tyler doesn't have that energy as much.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it would be different because I don't... it's hard for me to see Tyler as the Bachelor, like, picking a wife and, like, truly having conversations with Chris Harrison. Right. I'm always like, I just want a girl who I can, like, grill and chill with, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just looking for, like, that girl. Like, that's going to be a whole new thing if that's what we experience. Because I can't imagine, like, I loved Ben Higgins as the Bachelor. I think he was so great. I think it just genuinely seemed like he wanted a wife. If Tyler's, I don't know if I'd be able to take it as seriously. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch, I'll get my wine, I'll get my popcorn, and I'll be here every single week. But it's going to be a little weird.
Right. Well, we'll see. We don't know yet, and we might find out some more at Bachelor.
He could win. he's still there.
Quietly, he's going to win.
Who else could win? Jed could win.
I don't count him anymore.
Let's save for predictions, because we're going to get into some of that, too. 10 seconds, each of you, on JPJ segment.
I didn't know that, like, they were so really going to show him that much love.
I know.
Like, that was very interesting.
Kind of a weird choice. I learned that he kind of talks like this, John Paul Jones. I did my best.
They
Hannah.
Wanted that,
Don't talk
like,
to me that way, Hannah.
They wanted some, like, viral fan favorite moment. Like, no one's ever going to be Grocery Store Joe. Like, they need to just stop. Right. Like, no one's... America's not going to latch on to someone the same way they did with him.
I feel the same way. Unpopular opinion, because people do like him. I think, and I, guys, I'm going to go back to saying it. The group of guys this season... Bar was low, okay? John Paul Jones was like, what they're like, oh my God, America's gonna love him. He's so fun. I remember my first thought when he got out of the limo, oh God, he rehearsed this and he's trying to be like the comedic relief. And all season, there we were. He's the comedic relief. So I just think it's a try hard. He's no Grocery Store Joe.
I think even he was taken aback by how much love he was getting.
This worked?
Whoa.
And then I was on for 5 minutes.
He was very uncomfortable.
But by the end of it, he was doing like the very dramatic hair flip, so he knew, like, all right, I'm gonna
He's feeling
this.
It. He's fun. Why don't we get any love for Brant?
I know.
I don't remember what he said, but it was a good drop.
He brought his seminar. No means no was Grant's
there
moment.
There you go. Brant is the best. Unemployed. Look, unemployed Grant was
glad we're at
life, man.
No means no as being a moment.
Applaud that one.
That was like the only line he had the whole show.
All right, guys. Well, we got to move on. Any last thoughts on the stuff besides the teas and predictions that happened during Men Tell All? Great. Let's get in quickly to our tweeting for the right reasons. Up first, we have... I don't know whose tweet this is, but it's someone's.
Oh, this was me.
Great. So read it.
me trying to digest everything happening in the Bachelor in Paradise trailer. Accurate. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever been this excited for a season of Bachelor in Paradise. Honestly, what is happening?
We're going to talk about it. All right. What do we got next, Ryan, in the booth? We are pulling up.
This was my tweet from the lovely Hannah Brown. And it's a gif of her moving her rose podium away from Luke. And it says, I move my own furniture. # Bachelorette. Yes, girl, you move your own furniture.
Great moment.
That was honestly my jaw dropped.
So this is my favorite. For a while, circulating was the face of the production assistant who is having nuggets thrown at her. And if you want to find Nugget PA, there's a lot of funny Bachelor memes. I just found the simplest one. Never forget the waitress who had to endure the flying nuggets on The Bachelorette. Hop on our YouTube so you can see her horrified face. She moved to Hollywood yesterday, picked up a random PA gig, and had no idea what she was getting into. It's the best thing I've ever seen. And then finally, Mike Thieling.
No, I did not have one.
That's all right. We got the three. Mike will tweet something out. You guys should follow him at his handles. That we'll say at the end. Do we have news, Christine, or do we just want to tie it into...
No real news this week. I mean, we're still keeping our eyes peeled on Jed, any developments like that. Actually, Hailey Stevens did have her first live on-camera interview with E.T., where she spoke to E.T.'s Lauren Zima, kind of saying that... She doesn't wish anything bad on Jed, even though she did out him, which is interesting. I think, you know, this is all coming off the heels of people attacking her for bringing it up in the first place. It was a very emotional interview, so you guys definitely check that out.
I'm curious
to know your take on that. But again, the show is not over, so no real developments on that end just yet.
Okay, so for predictions...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Each of us has about 20 seconds. I want to hear your favorite things you saw on the BIP tease and any thoughts for the final two episodes of this show.
Can I go first?
Please do.
My favorite part of the VIP tease was Demi, because she is clearly going both ways, and I'm so excited to see the show really explore that. The only previously out contestant on the show was Jamie King. She was openly bisexual. She was a contestant on Nick Viall's season and is also really good friends with me and my sister. So I'm really excited to see them explore that with Demi, and of course it's Demi. Like, she's going to be entertaining. And what was the second question?
Thoughts for the last two episodes.
Thoughts for the last two episodes. I think we're in for a really, really tough breakup with Tyler C. I think that she is going to pick Jed in the end.
Mike?
Oh, Demi, hands down. That's easy. That's the most exciting. Because Demi's been like one of my favorites forever. So Demi, and then I think it's Tyler.
Ooh, you think Tyler?
I do, man. I think it's Tyler. Yep.
Ooh. I am also the most excited for Demi's, like, love triangles going on. And Blake. I cannot wait to see Blake just be the worst. Honestly, like, we loved him so much on Becca's season, and I just can't wait. Like, what is this guy going to do? Because they were saying, what, the love Pentagon, whatever it was. So I can't wait for that. And then, I hate it, and I really think she's going to pick Jed, too. And I think Peter's going home next, and then I think it's going to be Tyler.
Oh, I forgot about Peter.
But there is no way, and here's another prediction, there is no way Hannah and Jed stay together if she picks him. Because I am telling you, like, if she found out about the Haley Steven things, I just can't see, based on what we know of Hannah, I cannot see them staying together. So it makes me sad, because if she does pick Jed, I think she's alone.
But what it means, and I'll be super fast, is that it's going to be a very interesting AFR.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm excited for.
Here for it.
Here for AFR. And I agree with all you guys. And I predict that we will be here next week for the Bachelorette After Show.
That's throwaway.
I don't know exactly what we're doing with coverage. We'll either be here Monday and Tuesday, or just Tuesday. I'm not sure yet. Stay tuned. We'll let you know as soon as possible. Meantime, guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. How about the rest of you guys?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Shout out to everyone in the live chat. I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can keep up with me on Instagram at Christine I. Alexis and on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's.
What's up, guys? I am Mike Thieling. Thanks for hanging out with us in the chat. We see all y'all here. I love you guys. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. I will be right back here tomorrow doing Love Island for the rest of the week. And then, of course, on Wednesday for Married at First Sight.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And you can catch me on Shared News 5 days a week.
That's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.
Window. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.